I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, December 11th. A woman who was struck by a car in Quincy last month has died. 79-year-old Carol Knowlton from Holbrook, formerly of Quincy, was struck by a minivan driven by a 94-year-old Randolph woman right near Fort Square at Pleasant and Stevens Streets in Quincy Center. On the morning of November 30th, Knowlton suffered severe injuries and died several days later at Boston Medical Center. Quincy Police and the Norfolk County District Attorney's Office are still investigating the cause of that crash. A pedestrian was seriously injured after being hit by a car in Hingham yesterday morning. According to police, officers were dispatched to the area of 147 Main Street for a report of a pedestrian struck by a car. On scene, police rendered aid to the pedestrian in the roadway with apparent serious injuries. The individual was transported to South Shore Hospital. The operator of the motor vehicle stayed on scene and is currently cooperating with that investigation. A driver was airlifted to a Boston hospital with life-threatening injuries after they were involved in a high-speed crash in Brockton. Happened about 8:30 last night in the area of North Cary and Provost Streets. According to Brockton police, an officer in the area saw the car traveling at an extremely high rate of speed before the driver crashed and was ejected from the vehicle. He was found in a wooded area and taken via medical helicopter to the hospital. The crash impact caused damage to at least 3 utility poles. Video from the scene showed the damaged poles along with a large amount of debris in the roadway. A white sedan was left with extreme front-end damage and a front windshield that appeared to be completely broken off from the rest of the vehicle. The driver's identity has not been revealed. Brockton police are still investigating. A road rage incident in Quincy yesterday where a driver pulled a gun on another driver. Police say this happened on Quincy Shore Drive near the CVS just after 2:30 yesterday afternoon. A man came into the Quincy police station to report that another driver had pulled a gun on him. That man gave police the license plate number on the suspect's car. And 43-year-old Song Lee of Quincy was eventually arrested on Hancock Street in Quincy Center and charged with assault with a dangerous weapon and other firearms violations. Police also recovered a gun. A man suspected of firing a gun in a Braintree neighborhood last month, damaging the outside of a home, has turned himself in. 22-year-old Avante Taylor turned himself into the Quincy District Court on Tuesday afternoon in connection with the gunfire on Alfred Road on November 25th. Braintree police responded to the Alfred and Joseph Road areas about 8 o'clock that night after receiving several calls reporting 4 to 5 gunshots there. No injuries were reported, but police say it appears one bullet hit the outside of a home on Joseph Road. The gunshot did not reach the home's interior. Officers conducted safety checks with residents throughout the neighborhood, and a police presence remained there for several hours, with additional patrols assigned for overnight. Taylor was held without bail pending a dangerousness hearing scheduled for December 16th. Police believe this was a targeted crime, though they have not provided further details on why. They say there is no ongoing threat to the public. Boston Children's Hospital yesterday announcing plans to transform the future of pediatric behavioral health care following a historic gift from a pair of prominent philanthropists. Rob Hale of Granite Telecommunications of Quincy and a minority owner of the Boston Celtics and his wife Karen gifted $100 million to the hospital, marking the largest donation in that facility's history. Hospital CEO Kevin Churchwell says the Hale family's generosity will enable Boston Children's to reimagine how mental and behavioral health care is delivered to children and families not only in Boston, but globally. The gift will name a signature building in Brighton, on the campus of Franciscan Children's, which became part of the Boston Children's Health System in 2023, bringing together critical research, prevention, treatment, community support, and a state-of-the-art new facility. According to Churchwell, the campus will expand inpatient and outpatient behavioral health and rehabilitation services and support groundbreaking research that informs the hospital's system's understanding of the complex roots of behavioral health challenges. He says it will also enable Boston Children's to train more clinicians, strengthen community partnerships, and ensure that mental health care is seamlessly integrated into every aspect of pediatric medicine. The Hales say they believe in a future where every child's mental health matters. The Quincy Police Department has reactivated its shoplifting and package theft task force for the second year in a row. The unit will focus on preventing shoplifting in retail stores and apprehending porch pirates. Last year, the unit responded to 115 reports of shoplifting and package thefts from October through the end of the year. Officers in the unit will work with retail stores and delivery companies to help prevent thefts and apprehend suspects. Task force will focus on organized retail thefts and deterring package thefts. The Lexus SUV at the center of the Karen Reed case is set to hit the auction block. The vehicle was recently purchased by Bill Broussard, owner of JB Auto Care in Weymouth, who fixed it up. Nobody has driven the SUV in nearly 4 years since police seized it from Reed in 2022 and accused her of using it to hit and kill John O'Keefe in Canton. Has about 12,000 miles on it. Earlier this year, Reed was found not guilty of O'Keefe's death. She was leasing the Lexus and never owned it. At some point during the investigation, she stopped making lease payments. So when the authorities released it, Broussard bought it from the leasing company and fixed it up with new and used parts. The shop replaced the damaged taillight as well as the audio and navigation systems. Due to some computer chips that were damaged during the investigation, the radio, the GPS don't work. Shop plans to put it up for auction sometime next month and donate all the proceeds to Reed. The auctioneer who will handle the sale, Justin Manning, said a comparable used SUV would normally be worth around $70,000. However, because of its history, that Lexus could fetch more than double or triple the price. The location of the auction has yet to be determined. Well, the Quincy Public Schools will hold their winter choir concert tonight at Quincy High School. The show begins at 6 p.m. and will feature the Quincy and North Quincy High School junior choirs, concert choirs, and combined select choir. A cappella performances will also be part of the show. The suggested donation is $5. Check of business news. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 497 points. The NASDAQ rose 77, and the S&P added 46. World stocks mixed after the U.S. stock market again approached its record high following the Federal Reserve's cut in its main interest rates. The dollar was flat. The euro fell. Oil at $57 a barrel. In sports, the Bruins are in Winnipeg against the Jets at 8. Celtics are in Milwaukee against the Bucks at 8. Today's forecast, sunny, very windy, with a high of 36. For tonight's clear and cold, lows drop off into the teens. Mainly sunny tomorrow, breezy, high of 32. Cloudy on Saturday, the high of 36. And some snow showers on Sunday, high 31. For the boater, waves about 2 feet. That west wind will be increasing throughout the day, gusting to 35 knots. High tide 4:29 this afternoon. Sunrise 7:02, sets 4:11. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, December 11th.